So I know when I was practicing as an immigration attorney, Texas politics was definitely not something that I was following very closely. And so it's something that I have learned a lot about in the couple of years that I have been at MALDEF. And so I'm going to really start, just because I think it's helpful to make sure that we're all up to speed on sort of the fundamentals of the legislature here in the state. So Texas meets every odd-numbered year from January to May. So we just finished a legislative session around Memorial Day. The way that the legislature works is it's broken into two chambers, which is very similar to Congress, right? Same structure. So here in Texas, we have the lieutenant governor. We have Dan Patrick, who is the leader of the Texas Senate since 2015. We have 31 senators. We currently have 19 Republicans and 12 Democrats. And a simple majority vote is needed to pass a bill out of the Texas Senate. So there are no term limits for state senators. Each senator currently represents about 806,000 people here in the state. Each term is 4 years long, and there will be about 16 seats up during the November 3rd, 2020 election. As I continue, I do want to say that MALDEF is a nonpartisan organization. I think that you will notice that there is a stark difference in what Republicans were doing at the Texas Capitol during the legislative session, as opposed to Democrats as it relates to immigrants' rights. And so I've really tried to inform all of you as best as I can on the representatives, the senators, who was doing what. And I really hope that if all of you don't know which state house or a state senate district that you live in, that this will be something that you will be inspired to figure out afterwards, and will definitely do before the next election. So the next slide is about the Texas House of Representatives, the other chamber here. So we have a House Speaker who is the leader of the Texas House of Representatives. Have any of you been following that about Dennis Bonin? A few of you. If you have not, I highly recommend, if you love drama, which I do, there is nothing more dramatic than Republicans at the Texas Capitol. So definitely check it out. You can Google it. I'm sure lots of articles will come up. He will no longer be the House Speaker because he has decided not to seek re-election after some audio was leaked of a meeting that he had with an ultra-conservative group. We don't know who will be the next House Speaker. We do have the opportunity, I think, this coming legislative session in 2021 to potentially have the first Latino House Speaker, which is very exciting. Joe Moody from El Paso was the Speaker pro tem under Dennis Bonin. But that also depends on the makeup of our members of the House of Representatives. So we have 150 members in the State House. We currently have 83 Republicans and 67 Democrats. This means that we need 9 more seats for Dems to have a majority in the Texas House, which I don't think is something that is impossible to attain after the next election. It's also a simple majority vote that is needed to pass a bill out. After the November midterm elections, there were 12 seats that were picked up in the Texas House by Democrats. And so 9 really does seem like it is doable. But I encourage all of you to really follow along and to vote. So now we're going to talk about specifically immigration-related state legislation. A lot of the work that MALDEF does at the state legislature when it comes to immigrants' rights is done through the Trust Coalition. The Trust Coalition was founded in 2007 by MALDEF, the Texas Association of Businesses, and the ACLU. This is still a coalition that we co-administer with the ACLU. It's a coalition that consists of business leaders, faith leaders, direct service legal providers, grassroots organizations, and law enforcement officials. And we work to urge state leaders to support and pass common sense immigration reform that they are capable of doing here at the state level. So we're going to start getting into very specific bills that were filed during the legislative session. Before I do this, I do want to give everybody information on the process of how this happens at the legislature. So bill filing begins usually in November before the legislative session. So November 2020, bill filing will begin. That means that state senators and state representatives will be able to begin to file their bills. The bill filing will continue until March, typically of session, so that will be March 2021. During that time, I mean, there are just hundreds and probably in the thousands of bills that are filed. Each state senator and representative doesn't have a limit. They can continue to file bills. Obviously, it covers a lot of different areas. Once those bills are filed, those bills are assigned to different committees. So if it's a representative who files a bill, then that bill will be assigned to a House committee. If it's a senator, it will be assigned to a Senate committee. The committees really do cover all areas. So we have some related to health, we have public education, higher education, veteran affairs and border security, we have homeland security and public safety. Everything is there. Once a bill is assigned to a committee, each committee consists of a chair, a vice chair, and several members. The leader of each chamber, so the lieutenant governor and the speaker, will determine who goes on what committees. This is really important because if you have an unfriendly chair, then that can affect how far your bill goes. If you have a friendly committee chair, then it also impacts how far your bill goes.